The Dodgers looking for the sweep of the Diamondbacks. Justin Turner winning the All-Star Game final vote for the National League. He's added to the roster for the Midsummer Classic coming up on Tuesday at Marlins Park. We pick it up 1-0 Arizona in the fifth. Logan Forsythe at the dish facing Robbie Ray.
Fly to deep center field. Pollock's back on it. At the wall, and Forsythe has tied it with a solo shot. His third is a Dodger.
To Jake Lamb with a fly ball to right. Well hit. Puig going back to the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. Jake Lamb 2, Dodgers 1. 3 balls, no strikes. Forsythe takes up and in. Ball 4. Puig comes in to score. It is now 4-2. Bases are loaded, still nobody out.
The 2-2 to Corey Seager.
Line drive up the middle into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Bellinger scores. The game is tied at 4.
Are the Dodgers about to do it again? Line to left field. Moment after moment. Memory after memory. The Dodgers have done it again.
The Dodgers with a dramatic ninth inning comeback as they walk off with a 5-4 win, sweeping away the D-backs. Chris Taylor, 4 hits and an RBI. Jake Lamb with 2 homers in the loss. He has 20 on the season. The Dodgers with a dramatic come-from-behind win. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
He did, and it got a little dicey there with the balk from Fields, made it a little bit tougher. But, you know, once we started that ninth and it just Yasiel, and honestly, you know, Rodney obviously has a proven track record, but just couldn't find it tonight. And I think for us to essentially, you know, make his own grave right there and not kind of get ourselves out and make him make pitches. And, you know, we put ourselves in a good spot, and Corey got a pitch he could handle, big hit. But, you know, even in the first to third by Logan right there changed that inning and made him do some things. So, just the patience and just the, you know, the continued fight.
What about the plate discipline from Chris Taylor? Not in that at-bat with McFarland, but just all night, 4 hits for him.
All night. And, you know, CT obviously started off, you know, guns a-blazing and really picked us up defensively, offensively, and has cooled off, you know, the last couple weeks. But I think the at-bat quality intent has been there. And tonight, you know, Robbie Ray is one of the best in the National League, and he put some at-bats out there and some big hits for us. And, you know, right there to get a pitcher he'd never seen, McFarland, to get a ball up, which was his plan, and to drive to the outfield. You know, and I think that we've seen that with Chris all year in big spots. He doesn't panic.
That win is the difference between 3.5-game lead in the division and 5.5-game lead in the division. How big is it?
It was they're a very good ball club, and they can really pitch. And so can we. And so it was, every game was close, and they played us tough. And we obviously play well at home. And for us to look back on this series and to win 3, obviously it's a huge boost.
3 consecutive starts for Rich Hillen, which he's gone 7. What's changed?
I think it's just that delivery. You know, the delivery he cleaned up. And I think also just sort of his internalizing or controlling his emotions much better. I think over the last 3 or 4 starts, he's done that. And I think that, you know, with the delivery kind of abbreviation has been really been the difference.
Hey, are you surprised anymore by anything you see out there?
No. I think that there's, you know, you have to do it to sort of expect it. And I think that we've done it over the course of a year and a half where with the same core group of guys, and you know, you sprinkle in some other guys that understand what we're trying to do and keep fighting. So when something like this happens, yeah, odds were against us. But you know, even if we hadn't won, I still think that we didn't quit, and that's a good. That's a sign of a great team.
You guys are 4-17 since April, and this seems to be like a microcosm of the old season.
It has, and you know, CT had a huge night offensively, but you know, you can look at what Rich did and, you know, obviously the at-bats that he had. But every night, again, it's somebody different. And that's a sign of a good team, yeah.
You had a pretty good pinch-hitting squad tonight with Randall, Peterson, Bellinger. That's a luxurious.
It's definitely a luxury when you can have all those guys to pull from off the bench. And, you know, with Cody giving him an off day and Jock and, you know, having Yasmani to kind of pull from and chase, it is nice. And I think that, again, it seems like I say the word depth every single night, but that's probably been the biggest reason for our success. Well, I think that from day one, Bill, we knew we were the best team, and it's just a matter of going out there and playing. And, you know, you had the Rockies and the Diamondbacks coming and playing good when they came in here. And, you know, yeah, we wanted to play well and win games, and we took care of business. But now the challenge is to go out there and continue to do it. So I think that we've shown that after a big series, we don't let down. We keep going. And, again, that's a credit to the guys in the clubhouse.
Dave, you've been around teams before where they're down three runs in the series. We've already won two games. I mean, it could have been so easy for them. I'm sure you've been around that in your career. What makes it different here?
It's the character of the guys. And I think that, you know, we've been down 7-8 runs and fought our way back into games and still end up losing games. But it's just kind of the way we go about playing 27 outs. And sometimes you come back and win games like this. Sometimes you don't. But there's a lot of character in there. And there's some very good baseball players, too.
Do you think this team is better than last year?
I do. Yeah. I think that, I do. How about that, Barry? I do. I don't want to go into it, but I do, yeah.
Dave, I guess out of all the surprises that you guys have had, Alex Wood, Cody Bellinger, it's Chris Taylor. Might be, I guess, the biggest surprise out of them.
I mean, that's the thing is, I think that you're looking at the biggest surprise is it's either Chris Taylor or Cody, you know, as far as expectations coming into the season and the impact that they've had.
Your question was, Agon, you lost tolls. I mean, it's not like you haven't had people have to rise to the occasion. Here they have.
Sure. And we've had various guys on the DL, but guys have stepped up and, you know, it's kind of the culture of what we've got and everyone has an opportunity and there's a good support group and guys want to be the guy and step up and, you know, it's not all about Clayton or Corey. You know, we have a lot of good players in there.
What's a bigger thrill, winning a game like that or having your kids start the game off?
You know, Kenny, it was a perfect day. The way it started with my daughter singing the anthem and my son throwing a strike to me. And winning in that fashion, it was a perfect day. So I'm going to open up some bubbly right now.
Chris Taylor with the game-winning hit. He notches 4 hits in all to go along with an RBI. He talked to the media after.
I knew he had a good sinker, so I was just trying to see him up and get something in the outfield. You know, he's got...
Again, let's go back to the offensive performance of the evening. A 4-hit night for you. Robbie Ray was tremendous tonight as far as striking guys out. I believe he had a career high in punch-outs. Apparently you saw him well, though. What were you doing to be able to see him so well?
I was just trying to battle. You know, he's got really good stuff. He throws hard. It gets on you. And, you know, I had a couple fortunate hits early, you know, just found holes. And then, you know, that third one got 2 strikes and just tried to shorten up and got the barrel on it.
Such a complete game for you, Chris, as well, because defensively a couple of nice plays, a lot of, you know, chances for you in the outfield today. Where is your comfort level today compared to when you first made your start as an outfielder?
Oh, I'm way more comfortable now. You know, there's still some things I got to learn, and you know, I feel like I'm starting to get an understanding of where I need to be and where the ball needs to go a little better, but definitely still have stuff to improve on, but, you know, I feel like I'm miles ahead of where I was when I started.
There is just something special about this team. Fernando Rodney comes into the game, is not able to record an out. You got to think something's going to be brewing with this club in the bottom of the ninth. You're the hero of the evening, but what can you say about the guys ahead of you in this game?
Yeah, I mean, we've done it all year, you know. It feels like we're never out of the game, and, you know, that's kind of been our bread and butter, you know, just battling and working counts and waiting for the opportunity when they make a mistake.
Up next, the Dodgers begin a series at home against the Royals on Friday.